Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Robert, G as in golf, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, at comcast.net.
Okay, thank you. And can I get your zip code if you don't mind, please, sir?
95762.
Thank you. And your first and last name for verification one more time, please.
Robert Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
I don't have an account coming up for that. Okay, maybe how can I help you? That will help me better, please.
Well, let's try that. Are you customer service for Ultra Gadget?
Yes, sir, and I think I just found you. Let's see.
Okay.
Can you verify your address? Are you in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
4214.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
4214 San Andreas Way, El Dorado Hills, California.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir. I do see this is for the tactical bag, which is great to take on a day trip, camping. I do see you were charged $7.95 for the tactical bag. And I do see it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I never ordered a tactical bag.
Oh.
So I'm not sure.
Oh.
Not sure why it was sent to me.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. So let me make sure I'm getting this right. You never ordered that book bag, the tactical bag. But you did receive it, like somebody sent it to you?
Yeah, and the return address is Ultra Gadget in Pueblo, Colorado.
Okay.
Now, I did order from you guys a tactical flashlight, stun gun kind of thing. But I never ordered a tactical bag.
All right. Yes, sir. I do apologize. This has happened to you. It looks like somebody paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 for that tactical bag. It was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. It buys you a $125 gift card to our Direct Savings Membership Club discount store to get a gadget each month. And that is a monthly charge, that $56.95. Are you wanting to keep that monthly?
You say how much?
Well, it looks like your account was canceled. There's no notes in the computer. But on March 2nd, someone canceled your account. You don't remember
well,
calling
that's okay.
in?
That's a, no. I don't want the account. So if it's canceled, that's fine. I just don't want any more charges.
Oh, yes, sir. This was canceled on... March 2nd, it is telling me, but it doesn't give me any kind of information regarding it. It just says your account was definitely canceled on March 2nd.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Would you like that confirmation number, sir?
Yes. Hang on 1 second.
Definitely.
I get a print. Okay, go ahead.
C, as in Charlie, 25908915.
Let me read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 25908915.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So as of now, I won't get any more charges, monthly charges. And you're going to refund the amount that I was charged for shipping?
Yes, sir. So you're wanting a refund? Let's get you transferred. Hang on. I want to make sure I'm on the same page as you. I canceled the account to stop all future charges. So this is fraud on your account, sir?
I don't know if it's fraud or not. apparently it was either fraud or a mistake.
Okay, yes, sir. I think it could. It, I think it would be fraud instead of a mistake. But let's get you let's see which supervisor is going to be available to take our call in the fraud department. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get you transferred to them once they let me know who it is. And okay. I'm asking now for us. Okay. Yes, sir. And I'm asking them now to see which one's available for you. For the fraud department, okay. Sir. And while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and update the account for us. I'm letting them know you did not make this purchase, but you did receive it, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry that happened to you. And thank you for calling us. Whoever did this, I guess I'm not sure how this happened or why this happened, but they'll definitely be able to help you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And I'm just letting them know all the information while you don't have to keep repeating yourself when you get over there, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. And you said you received it today?
No. It arrived at my house several days ago, but I was out of town, so I just got back.
Oh. Okay, yes, sir, no problem. So you just noticed it basically today or yesterday. Yes, sir, no problem.
Okay, let me, I can tell you your ship date.
We're good, sir. No problem. I was just going to include it in the notes to let them know. Okay, no problem. We don't have to have the exact day.
Okay.
And I'm letting them know you received it and did not order it. And that I canceled your account, and that I am transferring you to the fraud department.
Okay.
So I'm going to update this for us now. That way they'll know exactly how they can help you when you get over there, sir.
Okay.
So I have canceled the account. There'll be no future charges from us whatsoever. I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. They're going to be able to help you right now. Let's see. Okay. And her name is Jody, and she's going to be able to help you, okay?
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. And I'm transferring you to Jody now. You have a great day. Please remain on the line.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.